Now, it's one thing for us to have a plan for our lives. I mean, that's a good thing. It's a discipline of thinking and praying through what God's calling us into in this year ahead. But it's another thing entirely to live out that plan. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Absolutely, planning is a good thing, a very good thing. Which relationship is God calling you to focus on in the next few months? What's God saying to you about your health, your work life, your own spiritual well-being? How do you actually plan to deal with those issues? The failure to plan is why so many so-called New Year's resolutions never come to fruition. Great idea, but how are you going to execute it? What's the plan? This is about taking responsibility for our lives under God. But as we saw yesterday, as well as under-planning, we can over-plan. That's when we imagine that it's all up to us, that if I don't make it happen, nothing will ever happen. Without leaving room for God to move, and without accounting for the fact that despite our good plans, so much lies outside our control. So how do we merge the two, the plan and the execution? Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. People can plan what they want to do, but it's the Lord who guides their steps. Answer? By yes, having a good plan that you've prayed about, thought about, and prayed about again. But also by leaving room for the unexpected and for God to move. Sometimes those are the same thing. After all, God often works in ways that we don't expect. What's needed here is godly, prayerful flexibility. A faith that runs so deep because God's ways are so high. By all means, plan what you want to do. But remember, it's the Lord who guides your steps. That's His word fresh for you today. And He does indeed guide our steps as He speaks His wisdom and love into our lives through His word. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv.